Today on Snail Trail 4x4, Perry talks about butt dinos.
Snail Trail 4x4 is brought to you by Bestline Racing. Bestline Racing has a complete lineup of performance additives for your engine's needs. From our oil additives to our fuel treatments, we have you covered for your hobby, tow rig, race car, or your daily driver. Check the show notes for your Snail Trail 4x4 discount at bestlineracing.com.
Beat time. Welcome one, welcome all to the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast. If you like going off-roading in Toyotas, wrenching on Toyotas, camping in Toyotas, and maybe even poking a little bit of fun at Toyotas, and of course, hearing about engine oil and fuel additives in Toyotas, then this is the podcast for you. That's right, ladies and germs, I am Tyler. Nice to meet you all. And sitting here next to me in the lovely studio is the one and only Mr. Jimmy Hydrojet. Jimmy, say hi to all the people out there.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? You're playing with the buttons.
I like buttons.
Yeah, I bet.
See, all the people love you.
I know they do.
I also thought about introducing you with this. Jimmy Hydrojet.
Oh, yeah. I do have my wings on.
Yes, you do. This is going to be a kind of a cool episode. So apologies out there to everybody if audio comes through kind of weird. We got a new toy.
Yeah.
Huge shout out and thanks to the patrons. Because of you guys, we're able to get this really cool finangled thing that lights up in a bunch of different colors and looks like a Christmas tree over here.
I know. We played with it in episode 119 a bit.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're not going to be pushing too many buttons this time.
Yeah, we'll see. I might get a little carried away. But the it's a fun little soundboard that has you can inject sound effects into everything,
and
it's
as you just heard,
and I'm enjoying it a little too much.
Yeah. And so, yeah, big thanks to all of our patrons for supporting us, supporting the channel, and allowing us to continually upgrade our process and upgrade our tools that we use to bring better quality to your guys' ear holes.
Ear holes for the win. All those great ear holes out there.
Along with the patrons. The $10 level and $20 level this month is going to win a package from Gear Wrench. You got some impact drivers. You have some Apex bits and underhood wing light attachment.
You said bits.
Bits. Yes.
They're going to win some bits.
Apex bits.
Okay.
Screwdrivers, Torx, Phillips, some actual hex sizes of all different shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the underhood wing light.
Cool. Awesome. I like it.
Yeah. A good package. What did we price it out to be? Somewhere around $400?
$400 to $650.
Yeah, depending right on where you there. Buy it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good. Excellent set. Also make sure to check out acmetool.com, singular tool, and use the discount code with, I believe it's snailtrail4x4.
Snailtrail4x4
to get 8% off.
8% off, that's cool. This came up with a couple of listeners. They've messaged us saying, "Hey, I went and got these tools and whatnot, and it's cool." I was like, "Oh, cool, yeah, did you get the discount code?" And they said, "No, I didn't use it. I wanted to support them because they're supporting the channel," which totally we love. It's really cool to see that happening. But try and use the discount code if you can. A, you get a little bit off, but B, what it does, it shows those companies that we are filtering business to them kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the more they see that, the more they give back to the channel, which means the more we get to give back to you guys.
Yeah, the bigger, if we can prove to other companies that you guys are going out there and using the discount codes and using, you know, buying product from, you know, what we're saying, then, you know, it's proof to them that that they're getting a good return in investment off of, you know, working with us.
Yep.
And we're not getting anything from Acme Tool.
Nope.
We're not working with, you know, nothing's coming our way. This was just a big benefit that we've been working on for a long time to try and get you guys out there a discount. So just if you do need any gear wrench tools, or if you need any tools, check out Gear Wrench. We love it.
Yeah.
They're not a sponsor of the show in any way besides, you know, just helping us out in the shop a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. But we love their tools so much that we wanted to try and give them to you guys the best way possible at some sort of discount. So,
yep. So cool stuff. Very well said, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have updates before we get into our main discussion here with somebody special?
The Ultimate Garage giveaway is going on.
Yes, it is. It is officially open.
$35,000 worth of tools delivered to you. Don't you have that sound effect?
I don't know. Do I?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe. Hold on. Let me see. Keep talking.
You don't have the whistle or amazement one in there?
I don't. What is this? No,
that's not it. Anyways, going on. $35,000 worth of tools delivered to you by the NASCAR driver Kurt Busch.
Yeah.
Yeah, go in there. There's a few things that you, when you go to the Ultimate Garage giveaway page within Gear Wrench, on their Gear Wrench page, you have to fill out a few things. You have to make a video. And then also we are doing a subsidiary, secondary,
kind of a
bonus.
Yeah, bonus giveaway.
Bonus giveaway. Mm-hmm. If you enter, whatever you enter in for the Gear Wrench stuff, send that to us as well. We'll make a form on the Snail Trail website, here soon. If it's not up already, and then you can submit that to us, and then we're going to do another giveaway.
Yeah.
Also like for Gear Wrench tools. Yeah,
a Snail Trail runner up giveaway almost kind of thing. It's going to be just for the listeners. So we're not going to be advertising this giveaway
anywhere else,
social media, on the website other than the form to submit it on. Mm-hmm. It's only going to be on the podcast. It won't be on YouTube. It won't be on anything else.
Instagram or any other social media, just right here for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's going to follow. It's following all the same guidelines.
Yes.
So your submission has to be the exact same as Ultimate Garage Giveaway. The time stamps on everything when things get submitted have to fall within the Ultimate rules. Garage mm-hmm. Giveaway. The rules, which I think ends November 15th.
Yeah, and then we'll do our giveaway after they announce their winner.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, do we know what the prize is going to be for ours?
I don't yet. Do you?
I don't know exactly what's in it, but we're looking, we're trying to negotiate for you guys.
Yeah.
Upwards of $10,000
right
to one person in tools.
We're trying to get a toolbox filled with tools.
Yes. So that's the goal. The goal is to get a toolbox, like a chest, like it's almost, it doubles as a working counter space kind of thing. That big of a box filled with tools. And so we're working on it. We are brown nosing the shit out of a few people to see if we can make it happen for you guys.
Yeah.
And this one, unfortunately, Jimmy and I will not be allowed to win. So we're going to have the secretary and assistant enter.
Right. I'm entering for the ultimate one though, for sure. Oh yes.
The Ultimate Garage, the $35,000 one, 100%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's some of the updates.
Mm-hmm.
The state is burning down around us.
Yeah.
Still, we talked a little bit about it on episode 119. So it's kind of still going on, and it's an interesting time here. And we're just kind of making do. We're safe. So thank you, anybody who reached out and asked if we were doing okay. We are safe. We just have ash raining down around us and covering everything in the area. But, you know, life goes on. That just means we get to sit inside and record podcasts for everybody. Yay.
I love it. Which I do. This is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. All right. So speaking about a lot of fun, we did a really cool interview with, Perry from Best Line Racing. Finally got him back in the studio here. We told you guys we were going to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And got some updates on how he's been, what he's been up to, the shenanigans he's been getting himself into.
New products that he has some coming out or that are out. Mm-hmm. And what's coming and what's going to happen.
That are awesome.
A good opportunity for you guys to either get paid or get free product.
Yeah. So check that out. We talk a little bit about it near the end of the interview. So you got to listen to the entire interview to hear about that opportunity. I think that's about it. Shall we get right on over to the interview?
Yeah, let's do it. Perry?
All right, cool. Go ahead and grab your drinks. If you're near JL Rodney, he's got some lattes for everybody. So hit him up and we will be right on back with Perry from Best Line Raising. Welcome back, ladies and germs, to today's awesome discussion. We have back in the studio the one and only Mr. Bestline Racing himself, Perry. Perry, how are you doing, man?
Hey, man, doing amazing. You guys are kind of fun to hang out with.
Sometimes. I'm glad we fooled another person, Jimmy. Yeah,
I know. We're doing good on that front, at least.
We are. We're good at faking it. That's what she said. So the, so man, what have you been up to? It's been a while since we've had you in here. I think it was episode 70?
70. We recorded sometime in January.
In January. Mm-hmm. Jeez. And so it's now, God, we've been through a pandemic, hopefully 3/4 of the way through a pandemic here. We're on episode, this is 120, so 50 episodes later.
I felt old before I got here. Now I feel really old.
Yeah, when you start counting your age based on snail trail episodes, you grow up very quickly, apparently.
Well, a lot has certainly happened. Yeah, we won't get into politics or pandemics, but yeah, it's a lot has happened on our side since January, for sure. You know, our engine treat launch is going really well. We've been breaking records. Our engine treat, if anybody wants to go to our website at bestlineracing.com, you can see a scrolling display of all the 5-star reviews, and they're all current. They actually update like every day, so you can see what's going on there from you know, actual users of the product and what they say. Anyhow, the engine treat is an amazing product, and we'll talk more about that. But we also launched our all-in-one fuel treatment that's been doing really well.
I was going to say, I think last time we recorded, we were a week out from you launching the fuel treatment.
Yeah.
So yeah, how's that been going?
Yeah, we're actually selling more fuel treatment than I've ever sold in the last, 6 years.
Wow.
So yeah, fuel treat was always kind of a thing that we had and didn't sell a lot of. Mm-hmm. But, this product, the difference between today's product and what I was selling before is we tried to stay with non-hazardous materials to make it easy to ship. But the reality is a non-haz fuel treat isn't flammable. That's how you make it non-haz.
Okay.
It doesn't have solvents, the real solvents in it. You know, any base oil, any group 3 or 4, you know, synthetic base oil is kind of a solvent. So, you know, we would make that claim. But I didn't like the performance of it, so we switched and decided to go to a true, fairly aggressive solvent. But that, anyhow, it makes it hazardous.
Okay.
So it limits how we can ship it. It's got to go UPS ground, right? I can't ship it by postal air or anything like that.
Yeah.
So our costs go up a little bit, but the product, because of that, it's got great cleaning ability. It's got our lubricity with our Diamond Nano Lube in it. It also has the octane boost. So it does a number of things. And you use, you know, people that are used to buying my older products said, hey, you know, I used to only use 2 ounces for every 20 or 10 gallons of fuel. And why do I have to use a whole bottle? Well, couple of reasons. I never liked a partial bottle rolling around the trunk.
Yeah. Right?
It's always, they leak a little bit, you know, they stink.
Well, for me, my OCD kicks in. I'm like, I have half a bottle and then I have to keep track of how much is in that bottle to refill. I'd rather just have 4 bottles sitting on the shelf so I know how much I have left.
Yeah. So what we ended up doing is make it convenient, and work better. Again, it's got true solvents in it that really clean the system well. But because it does such a good job, you only need to use 1 bottle for every 20 gallons of fuel, but only use it like once every 4 or 5 fuel tanks.
Oh, nice.
So at the end of the day, it costs you about the same as our older product, but it does a better job. So it's going to protect the system better. And my customers are telling me they're getting well over 10% fuel savings using just that.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I used it a few weeks ago, or maybe a month or so ago, and I definitely noticed a slight bit of spunk in my engine in the Tacoma, and you could I felt like, you know, just the lifting power of, you know, through first and second is, was impressive off the line.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was, you know, I was going out camping with, Mike Truck Norris.
Yeah.
And, he's like, here, try this, you know, when we're at the gas station. I was like, okay, thank cool. You know, yeah. And, yeah, no, definitely. I could definitely notice an increase in like the spunkiness of the truck, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. So that could be from a couple of reasons. Number one, your system is cleaner, right? The fuel's going to flow mm-hmm. better, clean the injectors and fuel pump and all that. But also, that octane boost is going to help with that.
Yeah.
The our latest product, our Power Boost, is designed for any fuel. It's diesel or gas, you know, any hydrocarbon-based fuel. It's a fuel catalyst. And we'll say this a few times. It's a fuel catalyst without any metal in it, because there's other catalysts out there with metal. You don't want metal in a fuel catalyst because it ends up lining your cylinder,
with metal.
Yeah. Yeah. You have, typically it's a magnesium oxide or something that they put in mm-hmm. that to help the fuel to burn, but it also leaves some residual of magnesium
yeah.
where you don't want it. So, yeah.
Ours, I never really thought about that until we started talking about it earlier before recording here. And I was like, oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense. You really don't want to have metal going through your fuel system and into your engine.
Yeah, let's throw some BBs in there right? and see what happens.
Oh, man. So that's cool. So your fuel boost, talk about that and how that performs, how that does, because there's some pretty impressive stats that you've done and had some studies done now with that.
Yeah. So how that came apart, mm-hmm. came about, it wasn't my idea. My vendor that, my blender that creates my formulas, with me and for me, offered this up because they've been using it on the military side for years. And he goes, hey, I think you might want to sell this because it's an amazing product. He showed me a video that the military supplied to him. They had two barrels of diesel fuel.
Okay.
One they lit up and you can imagine, the way that would burn, right? A lot of smoke, yeah. You know, some flame. Then they mixed it with a proper portion of this Power Boost. There was literally zero smoke. And so it's like, wow, that's amazing. But so what it is, it's a catalyst that makes that fuel burn about 80% better. So what I also did, because I wanted additional evidence of how this works on a, you know, consumer vehicle, mm-hmm. is that I went down the street from my shop to a smog station there that, you know, they obviously do that. They check emissions. So he had an older Hyundai that he pulled the catalytic converters off. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I think that's illegal. But anyway,
he does it. He does it for testing purposes.
Yeah, it was a test vehicle. So, which was good because that way you eliminate the variable of what a catalytic converter might be doing.
Yeah.
In addition to our product, so mm-hmm. that's out of the way. So he ran a before and after. So he, you know, he ran his tests obviously on the smog machine before he added our product. Added our product, drove it around the block, pulled it back in because it works. All you need to do is have it mixed and have it actually, you know, in the fuel system. So then he ran it again and showed me the results. We reduced all of the emissions by over 80%, which
that's crazy.
That yeah. is so insane.
So,
undisclosed, you know, obviously you can't emit this, but you could almost save any smog thing, any smog issue by throwing this into the system.
There's a good chance that it would. Yeah. And there's nothing illegal about that. There's other people that make that claim, but I think, yeah. It probably doesn't work as well as ours, but yeah, if you're having trouble, getting your car to pass smog, in any state that requires it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw a bottle in there.
especially if you go to one of those smog shops that'll give you a free retry.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's way cheaper than, you know, I got them on sale right now for like $7 or something. So, right.
Or you can buy a catalytic converter, which is usually what they suggest you to do.
Sure.
For, yeah. $60 to $300.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Or if you have a Prius, $1,200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, yeah. That's impressive. So the difference, you've kind of launched two new products since our last recording. One was the fuel treatment and one is the Power Boost.
Correct.
So, for all the city, it's like me out there that don't know the difference, that essentially explain the difference between those two and why you would want to run not just one or the other, but both. Yeah. Or is both not a good thing to run? So
no, I've got both in my badass motorcycle sitting outside right now. And by the way, any motorcycle guys, you'll notice the power difference right away with any of the three products, the engine treat, fuel treat, or the power boost, because, you know, you're sitting on the motor.
Your power to weight ratio is way higher or lower. I don't know what the higher or lower would be.
Yeah. The horse compared to a car. Higher. Yeah. Well, it's the horsepower per pound.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you'll notice that in your butt dyno. Right. So,
there you go.
So the difference, to be clear, the all-in-one fuel treatment, you use one bottle, on a 20 gallon, you know, and it's not an exact science, but with approximately 20 gallons of fuel. And you do that once every four or five fuel tanks, right? The power boost will only work when it's in the gas.
Gotcha.
So, our all-in-one cleanser kind of sticks around for a while. It does an incredible job to clean the system. So you don't have to use it every time. You can if you want. And you can certainly use both. So, you know, the power boost is something for people that want, the most efficient running motor with the most power that you can get from that motor without making mechanical changes to it. Right?
So all you 22 RE owners out there.
Yeah. And of course, like everything else that I've been doing for, you know, 6 or 7 years is that, you know, you still get the money back guarantee. If you don't notice a difference, let me know. I'll refund your money. So,
if your butt dyno doesn't register anything, then you can get back in contact with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll have to say it again because it's so much fun. It's how many times I've had to do that.
Zero.
Yeah, maybe. So, but you know, well, we put a lot of effort into making the product right to start with. So it's not smoke and mirrors. It's actually, you know, really good results with any of those three products that we're talking about. But yeah, so again, the power boost is for any hydrocarbon fuel. So diesel or gas.
Nice.
And it's a significant difference. You'll feel the power right away because it burns cleaner. It could certainly help.
It's more efficient. So it gives you a bigger combustion for the fuel and air mixture, right?
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like supercharging in a way, because you're getting a much better, cleaner burn. But it's also going to keep those, you know, the top end clean, because you're you don't have the particulates sticking to the valves and, you know, the internal parts of the head and the upper chambers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes a big difference.
So, if you're changing your octane level, what that's doing is changing the different location of the actual combustion inside the cylinder.
Right. So for gasoline, you want that fuel to burn when you want it to burn.
Right.
Right. So when that spark plug fires, that's when you want that fuel to ignite and burn.
Right.
Octane makes that fuel more stable. And as you probably have noticed in your cars, if you use a low grade, you know, regular fuel, lower octane, you'll hear the pinging, right? So that means that fuel's burning before it's supposed to. So octane actually slows the burn rate down.
Yeah.
All right. So that's gasoline. Now, our diesel fuel treat, by the way, we sell a lot of that too.
Okay.
That's a product we've had for a long time. Our diesel fuel treat with cetane boost, increases the burn rate. So the higher the number, the faster that fuel burns.
Okay.
And therefore a more complete burn and better mileage and all that. So cetane and octane are opposites.
Okay.
Octane will slow the burn rate. Cetane increases the burn rate.
Gotcha.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, you know, you specific vehicles will tell you to use a certain type of octane level, because they have the way that the cylinder is moving, and when the valves are moving and the spark hits,
they're timing on everything.
The timing of that, they are timing the combustion that's happening. Right. And so some vehicles aren't made to run a high octane because the way that the engine setup is for a lower grade. And so that's what I was kind of leading into, is if you're changing the octane level by adding the boost, is that compromising one way anything that's going on inside the engine?
Yeah, let me correct you real quick.
Okay, please. Yes.
The all-in-one fuel treatment has the octane boost.
Okay.
The power boost, there's no octane in that.
Okay.
Right. It's just purely a catalyst, which it has a similar effect. But it's not an octane boost. I'm sorry. What was your question?
So the all-in-one fuel treatment gives a slight change of the octane.
right.
inside of it. So if an engine is made to run at a regular gas pump, like 89, mm-hmm. and you're changing the octane level, is that going to be harmful to the engine in any way because you're going to be raising it?
No. It just makes that fuel burn more completely at the proper times. It's better for the motor mm-hmm. for sure. But there's also, and your, listeners, viewers, mm-hmm. depending on how this is going, can also look up low speed pre-ignition. It's not what you'd normally think of as, pinging and that it's different. There's a new issue with the the zero weight oils and the newer motors that mm-hmm. meet GF5 recommendations. But they can look it up. It's LS, the acronym is LSPI, low speed pre-ignition. It's also on our website. That's caused from the scrubbing of the rings on the cylinder wall that are igniting the fuel before the spark plug ever lights. And that's a completely different issue, which is blowing the tops of chunks of pistons off. And it's
that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that people misdiagnose as low octane. It's like actually it happens on supercharged, turbocharged, small displacement motors. That's where it started to happen. But you can look it up. It's all over the internet on some of the commercial sites. But you just look up LSPI and you can see it. But anyway, our product doesn't solve that. Mm-hmm. The engine treat does, however, it gives you more lubrication for that top end, mm-hmm. the top of the rings, so that you're not throwing a spark.
Nice.
An early spark to light that thing off and, cause damage. So there's two reasons for, that pinging sound. Mm-hmm. One is low octane. And the other is you've got
the pre-ignition.
LSPI pre-ignition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a condition.
Yeah. Well, something that the auto dealers know about, but they don't talk about. But anyway, there's a lot of conversations, and now you can see it online. So
does LSPI happen just because it's not getting a good boundary layer in your cylinders, essentially? And so you're not getting a good boundary layer, you're getting too much friction.
It's breaking down between the piston and the ring.
Very good. You guys are learning quickly.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't have to come in here anymore.
No, we want you back. Yes. We like hanging out with you, Barry.
I need Starbucks next time.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm just complaining about their coffee if you didn't understand what was going on there. It's good coffee, though. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Was it 2 weeks?
Touché.
No, I just need real cream.
Oh.
Sorry. None of that hippie fake cream that Jimmy has.
Yeah, it's that foo-foo cream. It's all right.
Well, cool. So you have some pretty awesome products that have rolled out since last on here, since episode 70. How has everything been going with people and listeners? I know that we've gotten a lot of feedback from listeners saying, hey, we've been getting these products from Bestline. They're awesome. And, we've been getting a lot of good feedback there. Have you been noticing a lot of listeners saying hi as they're coming by? And
I do. And it's a lot of fun knowing that this is actually working. You have listeners.
That's right.
It's great.
We have listeners,
Jimmy. Yeah. All five of them are amazing. Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. It's, you guys have probably one of our most productive, sales channels for marketing. It's been good.
Oh, that's really cool. That's cool to hear.
Well, yeah. Your customers pay attention to the motors, mm-hmm. pay attention to what's going on. They hear the difference. They can feel the difference. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of drivers, that I know, they jump in their car, especially, sorry, women, but women treat their cars like purses with wheels. You just jump in and go and whatever
That's
happens.
That's how I treat the RAV4.
Like my purse. A purse with wheels.
Yeah.
As the motor starts making more noise, you just turn the music up. So,
how I treat the 4Runner. Oh, man.
Yeah, we had a good argument. Well, fun debate this last weekend because I like to drive around with no music on so I can hear hear the tires moving, hear mm-hmm. any suspension things that should be off, hear the engine, mm-hmm. right? Tyler plays his music and, goes off the feel of what's happening.
Yeah.
I think that there's a big difference there. So,
yeah.
I mean, probably. I'm pretty good with the feel of mm-hmm. it all, but it's more because I had the conversation with Hussman as well in the buggy. Sure. While I was riding around the buggy, I was like, dude, we need to have some tunes in here. Like, your radiator fans are killing me right now. We need some music.
Yeah. That is the air intake. Is
the
loud.
Air intake is loud too. Yeah. But that wasn't quite as a nuisance as the radiator fans, yeah, which are, well, right there,
right next behind to your head.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. It is what it is, but yeah.
But no, you have a good group of people that follow, you know, that are watching the YouTube video as well. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of comments on that.
That was such a fun video to make.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy got to do all the hands on and pulling the levers on everything and putting the pressure on the little roller bearings. And yeah, I was sitting there kind of recording it all, but every time we would see the numbers come out,
yeah,
through testing, we would just stop and like stop recording and be like, holy shit. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I've kept some of the roller bearings that, you know, we abused, and they're up on my shelves shop.
Yeah.
So I could, whenever people come by and they'll be like, oh, what's this? You know, and I'll be like, look at these, you know, check this out.
Yeah.
This is what's protecting my motor. What's protecting yours?
Yeah, seriously.
When you're sideways in the Rubicon.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. As so. I mean,
or as some of the Rovers flopped over this weekend. Yeah, I saw some of the pictures.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was too hot up there. The tires probably exploded and knocked them over. But that's all been really productive. So I appreciate all of your listeners and the feedback that we're getting in email and through the messenger that we have on the site and things like that. So, but, some of you guys are missing out on getting the discount coupon put into the checkout back when you're checking out.
Right.
So there's some additional savings for you there if you pay attention to that.
Yeah, check that out. Because what's been really cool talking about additional savings is you've kind of changed up a little bit of your shipping structure, mm-hmm, with Best Line Racing. And so you were saying now anybody in the United States can pretty much get their Best Line Racing orders within like 1 to 2 days.
That's just on the engine treatment.
The engine treatment. Okay.
Yeah. 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 So if they don't, if they're not buying a package, if it's just a bottle of the engine treat, mm-hmm, we've got a system now in place. It's new, that, yeah, you can buy one bottle and you could see there because it knows where you're at.
Uh-huh.
We have 4 distribution locations around the country. You know, they're clearly, we're competing with Amazon that way, even though I'm on Amazon. Thank you, Jeff Bezos. this is even a faster, lower cost way to get your product. Well, it's free to you, the end consumer, yeah, even as little as one bottle.
Free for one bottle.
Yeah, yeah. We've never done that
free
before.
Free shipping for one bottle, I should say. Not one bottle's free.
Well, yeah.
Free shipping for one bottle, yeah.
Well, if you complain, I might give you a bottle. But no, it's, yeah, so, but on the site, when you check out, it'll, because it knows where you're at, mm-hmm, on the planet, it'll show you either free next day or free 2 day shipping.
Wow.
For as little as, yeah, a single bottle, which we've never been able to do that before, but we set it the structure up with this company. That's an amazing company that's able to give us these seriously reduced rates. So
yeah,
we can pass those savings along to the end user. So it's available on our website at bestlineracing.com, also at walmart.com and on eBay. You'll see the same things. You'll see next day delivery tags near the buy now button, I think is where they're located.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're on those sales channels, and you can get the product for, yeah, in some cases next day for free.
I mean, that's huge. Cause like when I go and look at ordering my auto parts stuff, I'll either go down to like a local AutoZone or NAPA or something if it's going to be more than 2 days out delivery.
Right.
Right now, if it's within 2 days of getting delivered to me and I don't have to leave my house, I'm like, dude, hell yeah, sign me up. That's where I'm going to, you know, be ordering my stuff from pretty much. Anything outside of that 2 days, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go down to a store somewhere. I'll actually like leave my house and be a peasant again. But, no, it's a, that's huge. That's a cool thing to be able to do, especially to get 1 to 2 day free shipping.
Yeah.
On one bottle. That's, yep, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and let's explain that a little bit. The reason I can only do that on the engine treat is because the fulfillment center that we negotiated these new rates, these new lower rates with, mm-hmm, can only handle non-hazardous materials. So our fuel treatments are flammable. They can't, mm-hmm, go by air. And also how they store them and things like that, it causes us issues. So right now that's not available. And you know, we could try to make another non-haz fuel treatment. I've got our chemist taking a look at that, but right now, you know, if you don't have a good solvent in there, if you don't plan on cleaning the system, we can do it. Uh-huh. If you don't need a cleanser, but you know, most people want their system clean and to be able to get rid of the water and the contaminants, things like that. So for right now, it is a hazardous material, flammable, that has to go by ground. Mm-hmm. The postal service can do it if I know it's going to not get, you know, go in an airplane to travel.
Yeah.
Know? So yeah, there is a USPS ground service. Ground They're option. Usually a lot more money than UPS right now, but who knows what's going to happen with that?
Yeah.
Between USPS and the UPS and whether or not. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see
how that plays out. Go vote. Go vote.
Yeah. Yeah. If you guys don't know what's going on with that, you should definitely check that out, because that's a huge, massive part of the infrastructure of our country that could be impacted with the next election. So, look into that. Google it.
Yeah, please.
Do some Googling. So cool. Your products have been doing really well. And you have some really cool new stuff that's come out since last time we've talked. I'm pretty excited, about especially the power boost, mm-hmm. and, seeing, how effective that can be for helping people get their engines past smog, especially here in California, right? That's the big, in California. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've noticed on my motorcycle, you know, because she's got a lot of horsepower, is I used to have to, you know, get something past an idle before I let the clutch out in first gear.
Okay. Because
it's a pretty tall gear.
Yeah.
And now I can just let the clutch out without having to.
And it just goes?
Yeah. It's got that much more power. I mean, there's it's something you can tell. Yeah. It's burning clean. And
now, would that translate to a lot more torques as well? Like saying a rock crawler,
probably it should, because that's what that is.
Yeah,
it's all low end stuff right there. So yeah, because you're utilizing a lot more of the potential of that fuel.
Nice.
So, but that's cool. You want to talk about what happened to King of Hammers?
I do, because last time we talked, you were talking about, you know, going down and hanging out with Mike Miller in his RV for the week down at King of the Hammers.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to. I was down there for the week, right, with the media pass and doing all these fun media things. I kept trying to get, you know, cell reception, something to text you or get in contact with you and see if you were down there. Where were you at? Meet up with you.
Yeah.
I just never ended up happening. But how was Hammers for you? How was that experience?
Well, it's an amazing place, right? You're like on Mars or something. It's nothing that you'd ever, you know, find yourself in without trying to, you know, do it intentionally.
You have to intentionally be going.
Yeah. Right? Say, where the hell is this place?
And you have to have the forethought of what you're actually putting yourself into.
Right.
Make sure that you're bringing the right supplies.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And on that topic, yeah. Mike Miller's a great guy. The 4507 car is an amazing vehicle. He's put a ton of money into it. And he did really well until he broke an axle.
Until he didn't do well.
Yeah. And I've got it on film.
Do you really? Were you at the right spot at the right time?
Yeah. It just happened. Awesome. He was coming around a corner, climbing some really steep boulders. And it's where and you can see it on one of the videos. His front wheels come up off the ground.
Uh-huh.
You know, as he's trying to get over this big rock, he comes back down. And all of a sudden, all he has is two back tires are spinning. The front tires aren't doing anything. It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's no
bueno. Yeah, that had nothing to do with Bestline Racing, by the way, guys. That was a mechanical issue, just slamming that front end down while he's really goosing the throttle, you know.
Yeah.
But they were a ton of fun. And yeah, they did offer, you know, I could just sleep in the trailer and all that. Mm-hmm. I stayed in town. I figured, you know, the 35-minute drive's worth it. Thank you very much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's dirty there.
You could have come over and hung out with me and Kobe. We were in the Taj Mahal over there, man. A dual slide out 45-foot RV, and it's just the Taj Mahal. Like,
damn.
We would have people come over and we'd have dance parties in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, next time, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I had my camera guy with me, and we were just focused on trying to get to the right places at the right time. Plus we on some of his early runs, his tuning passes, his suspension tuning and all that. We were out in the desert by ourselves, taking a lot of video, you know, with the car screaming by two feet away as he's going by. It's like, is this safe?
I think a lot of that question can be applied to a lot of things that happened on Hammers.
But it was a lot of fun. And of course, that was the first and last race of the year because of this whole COVID thing. Mm-hmm. But I just talked to Mike a couple of days ago. You know, the schedule for 2021 is looking pretty good.
Nice.
And the, what's the group? that puts that on.
Ultra 4?
Oh, yeah. Ultra 4 is now involved in a lot of other events across the country, too.
Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of other racing events that are getting combined.
Yeah. So people really like seeing those Ultra 4 cars out there and those that type of race. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're going to be a lot bigger, and we're going to be right there with them, you know. So it'll be fun.
That's going to be super cool. So if you stayed in town, were you missing the nightlife each night down at Hammertown?
Yeah, I was working.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
That's where all the fun, it's the magic whole, really happens.
A whole nother world.
It's like Burning Man. I knew what was going on. That's why I stayed out of there.
It's probably for your own game.
Next year for sure. That was great. And then of course we had a couple of NHRA events that went off without an audience.
What's NHRA?
The National Hot Rod Association, okay. The dragsters.
Cool.
Right. You're trying to get to the, in one case, with Mike Johnson, he's trying to break his 6 second on his pro stock, vehicle. He's a good friend of mine. We've known each other for way too long. It's like 40 years.
Quarter mile.
It's actually eighth mile, but yeah.
Eighth mile.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go a quarter mile, you're doing like 300 miles an hour.
I was going to say 6 seconds and a quarter mile is fucking.
They go fast. Yeah.
Well, there's still a lot of potential for disaster. Mike's dad, was one of the early hot rodders back in LA, you know, back then. So he's well known, and Mike pulled it off. And if you can imagine, you're doing nearly 200 miles an hour and the throttle sticks.
Oh,
and you're at the end of the run.
You need to stop.
Yeah. Where you need to make sure you stop. Yeah. So fortunately his chutes deployed and he was quick enough to shut the motor down and get things back under control. But, if you sneeze, if you twitch, you could be upside down in the dirt or up against the guardrail. And you see plenty of that. I mean, when you're doing that, when you're going, 200 miles plus, with that kind of momentum, things come apart rapidly.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful, the bodies are very light carbon fiber. The bodies aren't there to help you.
No, right?
So you better make sure that the roll cage and everything is doing what it's supposed to and all that. So it's a lot of fun. Mike's doing really well. I've got also Chris Davis that runs a nitro funny car. Now you go from 1500 horsepower to 5000 horsepower. That thing just pounds the ground.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And Chris Davis, you guys ought to take a look at him. He's called Old School Nitro, I think is how you can find him. He's not very public on social, but some of his team members are. But he's an amazing guy out of Spokane, Washington. He's been using our product a long time. He actually ran out in Idaho recently with an audience. They allowed that.
Oh, wow.
So, but yeah, he did pretty well out there. But yeah, it's, that's a whole different game. These guys, when they run those nitro funny cars after every, 5 second run, they pull it back into the pits. The entire motor comes apart. The oil pan's off. The heads are off. They pull the pistons out, checking Holy the bearings crap. And all that.
How many motors are in those cars?
Just one.
Just one motor pushes 5,000 horsepower.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's in this limited class. Mm-hmm. When you go with the big boys, they're pushing 10,000 horsepower.
Holy crap.
But in order to run in the certain classes, you have to do certain things. In his case, you have one magneto, that kind of thing. In the higher class, they have duals. but still, so nitro, what's always interesting to me is the chemistry behind that. Because those fuel pumps are running, I'm going to be wrong. I might be wrong by a lot, but it's some incredible number, like 60 gallons a minute of fuel, right? But they're only running for 5 seconds. So they're 5 gallons of fuel. It's all they need.
Yeah.
But, the reason that they're pumping so much fuel is that those cylinders are filled mostly with fuel. Unlike when you're running gas or alcohol, it's mostly air, right?
Okay.
Because, you have to compress and build the fumes and ignite it. With nitro, the nitromethane that they mix with the fuel actually carries its own oxygen. So they fill it with more explosives, right?
Yeah,
because the oxygen's already
every
there.
Cylinder, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's also where our product comes in with the extreme pressure and high temp boundary layer is a lot of that, because the cylinder's mostly fuel, liquid, a lot of it gets by the rings, right? Because you've got a supercharger on there that's, they're pumping up the pressure a lot. Mm-hmm. Plus it's, high compression, plus the cylinder's full of fuel. A lot of it gets by the rings and down into the oil.
Yeah.
So you can't reuse that oil.
No.
Because right? it looks like water when you come out, when it comes out. It goes in as a 70 weight, comes out as a, you know, zero. Weight, right?
Yeah. You but, put in 2 gallons of oil and 3 gallons come out.
Right. Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much. But that's where, you know, lubricity plays a huge factor. And that's why he just loves our product is that, because he's running on his own dime. You know, he doesn't have any big sponsors. We do sponsor him a bit, but mostly with product, because it saves him money. He's able to reuse the bearings over and over again, where in the past he'd have to toss them because they were just, you know, they were beat up.
Oh yeah. One run and the bearings destroyed in 5 seconds. So.
Yeah. So now he doesn't have that issue. And he can run, you know, hotter and he's not afraid to go fast. He actually ended up, I think it was last year, something happened with the chutes. They didn't deploy. So you ended up in the gravel at the end of the run.
Uh-huh.
And when you're doing 200 miles an hour plus and you hit the gravel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad stuff happens. he was upside down, you know, and all that. And obviously survived and, you know, got shook up, but he's kind of like Valerie Thompson, you know, who crashed at 346 miles an hour. She goes, what's next? Give me another one. So, these guys, Chris Davis and Valerie are nuts. They're adrenaline junkies and wonderful people.
How's Valerie doing? Cause we haven't had any communication with her. We literally recorded with her like the week before everything shut down.
Right.
And like her team was in Australia setting up for her and she was supposed to leave like in 2 days to go out there. And then everything shut down. She got completely canceled.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's bored as hell.
Bored as hell. I can imagine.
Yeah. She calls me probably a couple of times a week just trying to get, you know, what's going on? We're going to do something. She's looking for something to do. But in the meantime, she's, you know, keeping herself healthy. And
I told her we can get her hooked up with some sweet rock crawlers in Arizona because that's where she is, right?
Yeah,
Arizona.
Yeah, she's in Phoenix area.
We have some good buddies. Our sister podcast, Mike and Mike, out there. She can get them hooked up with them. And
let's
do
that.
Going out wheeling quite a bit. So she kind of see the rock crawling side of things and then she'll kick everybody out of the driver's seats and start taking over their rigs.
It'd be really fun.
Ultra four style.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Exactly. How fast can we go through that? Yeah. No. Yeah. She'd love that. Her and her husband both, you know, they both ride motorcycles and stuff and they're incredible people. But bored as hell because they've got really nothing going on. He's in the building business and she's, you know, waiting to be able to get on Bonneville. Bonneville keeps starting and stopping. You know, they had a couple of people race out there, but between the weather and the COVID thing, things got shut down. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so she's still going for the overall land speed record, which is, you know, she's, you know, in the 550 machine, they're still shooting for 550.
Jeez.
But she's also, you know, climbed back into the two wheel version. They call that streamliner a motorcycle, even though it's 35 feet long with two wheels.
Yeah.
But
let's say the quote unquote motorcycle division.
Yeah. Quotes. Yeah. So that, I think she's supposed to run in that in Bonneville. She's waiting for the thumbs up on that. But you know, what was interesting is, you know, she's in the Harley Hall of Fame because she used to run Harleys, you know, at the drag strip.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's a beautiful gal, beautiful and fast and smart on a Harley. I mean, how, you know, wow. Yeah. So, but we were talking about going to the, you know, going to the event that went off there recently and we decided not to. And I'm glad that didn't too, I mean, too, you know, it was too bad that we didn't, but at the same time, you know, the COVID thing.
Yeah, I agree. God, I was going to say something about that and I completely just spaced like within this matter of 5 seconds. I lost the train of thought on it.
The Sturgis thing or the...
Not the Sturgis. It was on something else. It's going to be interesting to see.
Next time let's get her hooked up with your people down there and do some rock crawling. She'd certainly want to do that and, you know, get some video and audio of her laughing and screaming and whatever might happen.
Oh, yeah. That would be, I mean, Mike would love that.
Just
take her on the willies and then just put a camera on her as he gets all super off camber and see what she does.
Yeah, she's never been. Well, she's been on a motorcycle sideways. So yeah, I don't know. It'd be fun to watch. Yeah.
It'd be the
I'll have to be there actually. Yeah. Let's put that together.
It'll be the most fun she's ever had under 5 miles an hour.
Right. That makes sense.
Oh man.
One of the things I wanted to bring up is the, you're now doing big batches, or you're selling bigger containers of your product out there for other people, which is sort of another new thing that's been coming along for you. I mean, you have now like a 5-gallon option for people.
Well, we actually, we have custom orders of, you know, our totes, which are 225 gallons and 55 gallon drums, but that's been kind of one-offs. But I brought in a bunch of 5-gallon containers and 1-gallon. And our truck drivers and industrial guys are recognizing that. You know, you save up to like $300 when you do the math.
When you do it that way versus individual bottles.
Yeah. Because it costs us obviously a lot less to just, you know, put it in a 5-gallon container and the packaging and everything else. So our 5-gallon containers are brought in. A bunch of them just a few weeks ago sold out. I ran a sale just to see. Mm-hmm. But they're all trucking companies, you know, that are buying it. And they're, you know,
fleets, with stuff like that.
And also used car dealers too, because they want to make sure that car leaves a lot and doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that, which is, it was kind of a test. And I ran a special price on that last week and blew them out. So I need to bring in some more, but that's always, any of you truck drivers out there, let's talk. There's
a few, we have a really good listener up in the Chico area that, used to do a lot of, truck and logistics stuff for UPS. I know he's working a little bit more of an administrative role now, a little less of the driving, but that, I mean, yeah.
Well, let's.
If he's listening,
let me tell you,
awesome option, I think, to save a lot of miles.
Well, your current client, pays more attention to what the motor sounds like and feels like, but truck drivers do too. Mm-hmm. You know, they monitor their fuel burn, they monitor their power, especially when they leave here and they're going over, over to Reno
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. They call me and say, wow, I don't have to shift as much. This thing is great. My oil temperature is lower. They pay attention, and if you do that, you're going to notice the difference in our product versus not using it. Mm-hmm. So I love them. So come on, guys.
Yeah. I'd say the trucking industry measures everything in costs per mile. Mm-hmm. So what is that truck cost to run per mile that it runs? And so if you can get a better fuel, less maintenance on the truck, the vehicles as they're going, that's a massive, massive saving per mile. For trucking companies. So that's really cool that's, I just wouldn't have thought of it. And once you said it, I was like, oh my God, it's a beautiful thing for truck companies.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, not only that. Yeah. Our power boost, we have it in larger versions too, but the power boost, because of the newer vehicles, they all have, DPF, diesel particulate filters, mm-hmm. and the automatic regens that happen on there when it senses that they're getting clogged. Mm. But when it goes through a regen, it cuts way back on the power. And in some cases, you can't drive it. It has to be.
Interesting.
It sits there and tries to burn itself clean. But with our product, the regen doesn't happen. You extend that out 4 or 5 times. So. You don't lose out on the time and the money, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just not getting dirty.
Yeah.
So the regens on the DPF filters are much less by using the power boost.
Wow.
Is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Our diesel fuel conditioner is also good for other reasons, but the power boost is a huge benefit for our diesel guys.
How much is a 5-gallon bucket of it?
Afraid you're going to ask that. I don't know.
Okay. You got to go look it up. I
got to go do the math.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. So a lot of really cool stuff happening with Best Line. You had a good time down at Hammers. You've been having a good time with Funny Cars. I've been watching your Instagram posts and seeing you out there with the Best Line Racing, the Funny Car. Is that Chris Davis's car or?
I wasn't there with, one of them was Chris, but if it has my image in it, that was Mike Johnson. We're out at Sonoma.
Gotcha.
And we'll be out at Sonoma again, September, I think 12th, 12th, 13th, whatever it is. There's another NHRA event at Sonoma.
Is that a Saturday, Sunday, the 12th, 13th?
Well, they usually start on a Wednesday and end on the finals are on a Sunday kind of thing.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's whatever that time frame, but I think he said the 12th is, when we're going to be there around that time. So
I think the 12th is a Sunday.
Oh, is it?
Okay. So I want to say the 19th was a Sunday.
They're both Saturdays.
The Saturdays. Okay.
Okay. So it's prior to that then. It's probably 4 days prior to the 12th then.
So the 9th is a Wednesday.
Yeah, it must be. I'll have to look it up again. But
gotcha.
But Sonoma is an amazing track. Right.
I've still never been out to it. We had an invite out to get pit passes for the NASCAR event that was supposed to be happening out there that got canceled.
Yeah.
But I still haven't been out to Sonoma yet. So
yeah, the last time they restricted it to only crew members, and you could only have 3 crew members.
Gotcha.
So yeah, they were really limiting it. That, and they were on the PA system every 5 minutes, wear your mask. So, you know, but being at Sonoma, you know, you're right there in the Napa area. Mm-hmm. You got a nice ocean breeze. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Yeah. especially since it's like 105 today. And I'm on my motorcycle. So
yeah, it was fun. Speaking of raceways, I got to go down since I think last time I've seen you, or last time you were in the studio here, I got to go down to the Sacramento Raceway with Truck Norris. Yeah. And I got my first taste of amateur night at the Sac Raceway. And it was really cool because we were talking with one of the guys that does a lot of stuff. He runs Truck Mania down there each year. And so he took us in and we got to sit at the prep station, I guess, where you're you know, putting water in the track for people to do the burnouts and everything. And so being literally within 20, 30 feet of the cars as they're taking off just on amateur night, and you're getting hit with the rubber spray in their tires. I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now I've got to get you to Sonoma. The Sacramento Raceway, I mean, thank God they're there. There's a big difference between Sonoma and Sac. I can imagine that.
Yeah.
But especially when you're by the big show guys that are running 10,000 horsepower and you're standing by those rear wheel tires.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm there, you know, with slow-mo running on my camera, right? Watching those tires wrinkle up.
Yeah.
But it feels like the earth ought to spin the other direction when they take off.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's just amazing horsepower. 5,000 horsepower is awesome too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to, you know,
you
wear
can
the
feel
proper
it ear- in your chest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not wearing earplugs, you can't hear anything for a few days.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's cool. I think the highest horsepower stuff I've been around has been trophy trucks down in Baja, and just sitting there, I'm, you know, within 10, 15 feet of the track as they're bombing by coming out of a corner. So they're getting on it, and it's that you feel it as they're going by. So I can, and those are running 1,000 horsepower, 1,200, maybe at the most 1,200. So it's like,
well, they want those motors to live. So yeah, you don't want to have too much horsepower.
Yeah. So going from that to being right next to a car running 5 or 10,000 horsepower, that would be,
that's a lot of fun.
Phenomenal. So,
yeah.
Well, awesome, man. Any other updates that we want to update people on?
Anything you want to tease that's upcoming?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to have, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to surprise a few of our customers with some stuff. They're not going to know it's coming. Uh-huh. And, we love you guys. You know, I appreciate all of our customers, your family. I do this for you. I'm not going to sell something that isn't absolutely the best product I can get my hands on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to reward you for it. So I've got some really cool secret shit happening in the background.
That's cool. We'll have to talk about that off air.
We don't even know what that is.
Awesome, man. So, thank you for coming on. I know that you're one quick last kind of little side project. I know you're working with Brennan Trail 4R on doing some blog stuff. Did you want to talk about that? I know that you've been kind of that you two have been reaching out to some of the consumers and the customers to give some feedback.
Yeah. So let me tell you how that works. Yeah, I'm not I wasn't the one that set it up. Brennan and his team did an excellent job of getting that all put together. So there's an assortment of automatic emails that go out when you buy a product that says, hey, if you want to write something about the product, you know, we have a blog post that we're going to have up, and he's might be up this week. Actually, we have some writing or some content now to use, but we're looking for people that want to participate in writing our blog or be, you know, part of the blog, and we will reward you for it.
Nice. Right?
Because it saves us money from having to go out and do the research. And, you know, besides that, I want real customers with how they really feel. How does this really affect your particular ride? So I want to hear from, you know, Corvette owners, Mustang owners. I've got our Lamborghini and Ferrari guys. They're amazing too. There's the ones, our customers that we have, when they call me, they're very low key. They're not really telling me what they have yet. It's like, so what are you putting this in?
Yeah.
It's a, you know, Lamborghini Countach and, you know, it's twice the horsepower that normally is. Like, yeah. Okay. Well, why didn't you say that first?
Yeah. Now I know where we're going with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I know why you're using it. But, so yeah, whatever, you know, we want as many different kinds of, vehicles, motorcycles, trucks, you know, on the blog as possible.
What about a pink Corolla? We have a pink Toyota Corolla. We might be able to put some in and get that driver, Mr. Dino, to give you some feedback.
Yeah, there's probably some other Corolla owners out there that would like to know more about it.
Oh, man. So cool. So you're really looking for a wide range of applications.
Correct.
For vehicle applications that people have. So whether you drive an Ultra 4 car, a supercar, a regular daily car, maybe a RAV4 to
tow rig,
some tow rigs, some diesel tow rigs. So really the application is very wide reaching. Are you looking for more of like a sport application or daily applications or hobby applications?
Yeah, no, just, you know, actually all of that because, you know, we have, all of our customers, you know, 10,000 of you out there that have daily drivers of any kind, you know, things that are 30 years old, classic cars to brand new vehicles. So,
gotcha.
You know, I was just talking and that's what we kind of talked about earlier about what Nissan's doing with their oil, right?
Yeah.
He brought me onto that because, you know, he was told by his dealer he has to bring that car in for an oil change there with their special diamond like carbon nanoparticle oil. It's like, wait a minute, that sounds like my stuff.
Yeah, I was like, hold on here. Wait a second.
They're charging him $300 for an oil change, but you know, you know, on that site that
hold on. I think I have something for that.
Nice.
Oh man. Okay. Sorry.
So yeah. I mean, it's
$300 for an oil change.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And is that for like a higher end car? Because I haven't heard anything about the Nissan thing before we start talking about it this morning before recording.
Yeah.
Is that like a higher end car? Is that like all their vehicles now?
You know, I'm not sure. I have to look to see if there's any data on which motor types or which vehicle types they're talking about. This particular guy had a high performance, you know, twin overhead motor. And I don't know that much, honestly, about the Nissans. But they're requiring that because of the zero weight oils. You need a boundary layer, you know, particularly, you know, on the, you know, between the cam and,
because
you know,
of the LSPI.
That too. Yeah. Uh-huh. But apparently they were, you know, they were having issues. Like I said, you have to meet the new GF5 and GF6, I think coming up soon. I lost track of that probably 6 months ago. But basically they're going with the reason why they're zero weight oils is to reduce friction, which will increase fuel mileage. So it's all about
fuel efficiency.
It's all about the EPA and fuel efficiency. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. They don't care about how long that motor is going to last. Mm-hmm. It's reduce fuel consumption is a primary. Yeah. Well, they were having a real hard time trying to come up with oils that can protect the motor and meet the fuel economy regulations. Yeah. So, you know, Nissan's one of the big guys that was doing, you know, more exploratory work like I've been for years on what else can give you that boundary layer and lubrication that you need to protect the parts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're selling it with a
diamond-like carbon.
Yeah, particle. I don't know why they're calling it diamond-like carbon. Why aren't they using diamond nanoparticle? So I have to look that up, or maybe they just don't want to say it because
you should just get in contact with them and be like, "Hey, I've already got this. I'll sell it to you guys. I've been doing this for years. Yeah. Come on."
So you should do a little bit of like research and see if you know take their oil and take your oil and do a battle.
Hey, that
Nissan.
Could be the next test we do.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be fun.
And then you go, "Hey, look, you could just sell my product as an additive."
Right.
Yeah. All Nissan dealerships out there.
Yeah, you could use any kind of oil you know, an $18 bottle of this, and it'll be well under $300. Yeah.
They're making a lot.
Yeah, they are. Dealerships.
But you know, the important thing for me, you know, is to have a large company like that give credibility to what we're doing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They're showing the performance difference and that it's required because of its effect. So, that's cool. We'll talk about Nissan a lot now.
Yeah, I was going to say you can kind of piggyback off of their I don't know, honestly, their brand, but their perceived trust with consumers, I guess their, their position in the auto industry. Even though you've already been doing it, you're like, yeah, I've been telling people this for years.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, yeah. There probably more people know about Nissan than Best Line Racing.
Yeah. That's a fair.
Maybe a few. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, man. This has been fantastic to catch up with you.
Yeah, Sam, thank you.
It's always fun having you in the studio. And we need to get you out rock crawling.
Yeah, well, so, I certainly want to do the Rubicon on a cooler day. But let's get
the 4Runner has air conditioning, man. That's why I keep, so we'll talk. We've talked about this, I believe, on the previous episode, previous Thursday's episode, about my experience riding in the buggy. But like, the buggy, phenomenal piece of work, phenomenal vehicle. But for some reason, heat really affects me. And so like if I'm not working out and sweating, if I'm just like sitting in a vehicle and sweating, I can't handle it. It drives me crazy. Yeah. So like that's one of the things that I love and why I keep getting closed cab rock crawlers is so I can have my windows tinted and up so the sun doesn't burn me, because me and the sun don't get along. We have a mutual agreement there. Good. And I can run my AC while I'm on the trail.
So. I see. Yeah, that's not the picture. That's not the vision I had of you rock crawling. I was, you know, windows down, head out, looking at the tires.
Yeah, that's not me.
That's not you.
That's me. Right.
That's Jimmy.
Yeah, I'll ride with you.
That sounds good.
I'll bring the iced coffee.
There, I'll take it. Yeah, well, that's when we bring awesome Rodney guys. Along. Latte Rodney.
Yeah.
So awesome, man. It's been great having you.
Thank you
so much for coming in. If people want to get a hold of you, how can they do it?
They can find me at bestlineracing.com. We've got a contact page and phone numbers there. Our message, you know, there's our messaging system there that they can poke and it comes right to us. So yeah,
nice. And then if people want to follow along with kind of what you've been doing with Mike and Chris, you're putting a lot of that content up on Instagram, some of the videos there and pictures.
Yeah you see us at Best Line Racing on Instagram too.
Yeah
I try to keep that up to date.
Yeah. It's hard. I understand. I'm so bad at Instagram. So very cool, this has been great. Jimmy, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do it?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at snailtrail4x4, or you can get a hold of me at jimmy@snailtrail4x4.com.
Cool. And then if people want to get a hold of me, I'm over at 4x4 Toyota Tyler and tyler@snailtrail4x4.com. We're going to be getting a new intro to the podcast, so that's also to do. I think we got it on today's episode. We'll see. Hopefully you guys noticed it. And, yeah, we'll get a nice spruce up there and get to hear Perry's soothing voice a little bit more now. So.
All right, Jimmy and Tyler, thank you so much. Yeah. You guys were awesome.
Thanks, Perry.
Thanks, Perry.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are back here in the studio. I guess we were in the studio with Perry anyways,
yeah.
But that was super cool. So I'm really excited to try all that out, especially the fuel boost or the power boost.
I want to try that too.
I think for crawling, I mean, down in our low, low, low gears with all the torques engaged, running the power boost, you know, I don't think we'll be able to stall the engines at all.
Yeah. I also want to start, I want to get the, what did he call it? The C song? I can't recall at this point in time, but,
the diesel one.
Yeah. The diesel one. Mm-hmm. I wish he was here when but the one for the diesel and the power boost and throw those because you can add the power boost into the diesel.
Oh, that's true.
So it would be a good cleaning system and it would, help the actual diesel. On the side,
100%. Explode. When he said that you can run them both at the same time, God, especially in that 7.3 in Clifford.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it would, to me, it's, you know, that truck has 312,000 miles on it.
Jeez.
Yeah, and, you know, I just would like to help it out as much as I can.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome.
Clean the system.
Mm-hmm. So check that out. We also, in case you guys didn't notice, we had a new intro done with Perry. That's on the beginning of this episode, so I hope you guys noticed it there. We have the discount code for all of the Bestline Racing products over at the website at bestlineracing.com, so make sure that you are following the link over to there and using that discount code.
Snail Trail,
15% off site-wide, so make sure you're getting that. We have, I know a couple of Ultra 4 guys that I think would be really interesting to see how the fuel boost would work in race fuel.
Oh, I bet that'd be interesting. Right? For sure. I know Ultra Far Jones is probably drooling over it right now.
That's who I was thinking of. Somebody who loves the skinny pedal in their Ultra 4 car. I'm really curious to see and kind of hear feedback from those guys, the Ultra 4, the race guys, and see how the fuel boost works in race fuels. I'm curious to see how it works in just crawling, meticulous wreck crawling kind of thing. I'm pretty stoked. You know, I was stoked enough over the engine oil additives, and now we're getting into the fuel additives now that we're back with him and kind of learned all about that. So
definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you have any final words for everybody out there? Any final christenings of wisdom?
I wouldn't say wisdom. I just wanted to apologize for Perry. And next time you come over, I'll make sure to have some good cream.
And with that, my friends, keep crawling.
All right, I got one for you.
You got more?
I got one more.
This is incredible, okay? Yeah.
So this is a joke. I want to preface this.
Uh-huh.
I told a joke to the assistant's daughter.
Okay.
And then she kind of looked up in the corner of her, you know, eyes and was like, okay, I got a joke for you. I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. And she said, what did one eye say to the other eye?
What?
Something between us smells. And I chuckled. And I said, that's a good one. She's like, I just made it up.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm like, dang. That's a good joke. Jeez. For like on the fly.
Right?
That was awesome. I don't know if she heard it somewhere and is just claiming that, but that's a pretty good little joke.
That's funny.
Coming out of a six-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah. Something in between us smells. I said that out on the bachelor party, but that was because Jason was between us.
That's true.
So, or we were I was behind James.
Sam, right. Smokey James. Yeah. What did they call him?
I don't remember.
Smoke something.
We just call him mosquito repellent.
Samurai Smokey or something. I can't remember what they called him.
Oh, man.